Jim Taylor back on the High School Sports Spotlight on this Tuesday. We're talking Rock Ridge Rocket Golf with the senior Carson Hall. I've been following the box score and some very near in the 2017 season. Carson, how's it been going for you? Some of your better rounds. I see you turned in an 80 at Baker Park on Saturday. You finish in the top five at that boiler invite. How'd you play over there, and what'd you think of the round?
Overall, I played all right. I had kind of a tough back nine, which I started on shot 43, and then 37 on the front, which is my second nine. And overall, it was pretty good.
Well, so far this year, why don't you take us through the season so far? I know the golf season, once we get into September, really pushes along quickly. Where do you think some of your better performances have been at this year, just in terms of, you know, maybe what you've been most pleased with in terms of maybe some of the competitions you play? Just evaluate that aspect of the season so far.
Yeah, as a team, we've had a couple pretty good rounds on nine holes. We beat Ridgewood, who actually won the boiler invite on Saturday, so that was pretty good. And then individually, I've had a couple medals, and then Jimmy Johnson, too, has had a medal. So we've been doing pretty well on the nine holes.
Why don't you tell us about, you know, working on your game maybe in the off season a little bit? How much time and effort did you put into summer golf to get ready for the IHSA season?
I played quite a bit each week, but I didn't play in a lot of tournaments like a couple of the guys on the team, so that was sort of a disadvantage. But besides that, yeah, I played a lot, practiced at Highland, and then the range actually shut down, so as a team, we can't really practice there as much. So we've been playing a lot.
All right, so you haven't been a state qualifier yet. So I assume that's one of your ambitions here in the 2017 season. Is that the big push, and how do you approach the final couple of weeks of the regular season?
Yeah, for sure. I like to keep playing well and even better my game past where it is right now. And as a team, hopefully we can get out of regionals, but I'm not sure.
What are some of the big events that you have marked on the schedule so far in the regular season? Are there some invites coming up, or is there something you're targeting that's on the schedule?
Coming up, there's conference in a couple weeks, and then this weekend we have the Byron invite at Byron Hills, which I'm looking forward to that because it's a very nice course.
Well, I understand your dad was part of a pretty good tradition in the 1980s playing golf at Aledo High School, the former Aledo High School, and they had both a team state champion and, of course, an individual state champ in Matt Ewing. A lot of good golf from Seton back in the day from where your dad hails from. Does he tell you many stories about the great game of golf back in the 1980s at Aledo High School? Come on, he's got to share some urban legends with you, I'd assume.
He hasn't told me very many, but he did tell me one where he was at the sectional, and he had actually won the regional, and they had the pin in kind of a goofy spot, and he ended up, I don't know, like five-putting on one hole to miss state by a stroke his senior year. So.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's rough. All right, so you tell me, what's it going to take for Carson Hall to not do that in the postseason and get to state? Is there a certain aspect of your game that you have to fine-tune if you want to make it to state down in Bloomington Normal here in a month or so?
Yeah, I've been playing pretty well, but occasionally I'll have just a big blow-up hole, and just eliminating that will probably be good enough.
All right, well, good luck to Carson Hall. He's having a great season so far for the Rock Ridge Rocket Golf Program. Nice going, Carson. Keep up the good work.
All right, thanks.
And I'm Jim Taylor for the High School Sports Spotlight on this Tuesday.